Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Samach Vav. So continuing the Gemara discusses the discussion of brachos to make, which is a bracha to make on the ikar, on something that has several different ingredients to it, and the question is what bracha to make. So the Gemara says the hada hazma gerizmasa. Gemara is talking about a case where you're eating something in the beginning of a meal that's like an appetizer that you're going to pass later, you're going to be washing afterwards and having bread. So the question is, what bracha do you make? And do you make a bracha achrona? We already passed, you don't make a bracha achrona if you're going to be having a pasta suda. But the question is, what bracha you make on this food? Do you go by the chashivas? Do you go by the what's chaviv to you? So that was the sugi that we had yesterday. So the Gemara says here, hada grimasa. A grimasa, what's grimasa? So there are several different opinions, but let's first explain Rav Yimio b'shem Rav Ami, mavarech al tumasa. You make a bracha on the tumos, on the beans that we said yesterday, explain it, and there you pot to the other ingredients that are in it. What is in this thing? What ingredients are made here? And what is it for? So the pasht is that it's eaten. This is something that seems to be flexible. You could eat it as an appetizer, you can eat it as a dessert, or sometimes by itself, and there's some, even later we're going to see some of the mzonos ingredients in it, whether you have to make a mzonos, that's for sugi later. But here, the Rash Shalua says that it's oklen osa b'kinua v'suda. You eat it as a dessert for the suda. And the Pnei Moshe explains, Michael Lufnia, to Aminim Harbi has different red ingredients, egos, matugan, bidvash, the kasu aposkim, the ogas, ikur, v'yel of mevarech. It has in it basically several ingredients. It has in it ingredients of the which is nuts, egos, it could be walnuts and dates, and turmeric, and this turmeric bean that we talked about yesterday. So the so you have all these ingredients in it. It's used as either an appetizer, Pnei Moshe says, or as a dessert, kinuach, as a seemingly that it's the, and he says, the same thing with the charedim, the maichel hu ba b'akroina. It's something that's eaten at the end of a suda. So there's some that say this is in the end of the suda, and some say that it's the beginning of the suda, it's to whet the appetite, an appetizer, and some say it's something that even is eaten by itself. Independently. Now the question is, what do you do? What is the halacha here? So the what bracha would you make on it over here? So the Gemara is going to qualify and say, in this case, you make a bracha al tumas. You make a bracha on the tumas, because that is the ikar one. That is the ikar one. You make a bracha piyadama on the tumas, which we explained yesterday. And therefore the other brachas, the other things, the dates and the eggos and the walnuts, that which normally you'd make a bari pi'etz on, you yotze with the bari pi'adama on them at all, on them. Now again, why would you make the eitz before the adama? The eitz is before adama. But here the turmis is more kosher. The turmis is something which basically is the main part of this michael, this main part of this michael gerizmasa, and therefore the other ones are butel to this. Says the Pnei Moshe. Okay, given the term is min bazri she'enol al shulchan malachim, we say it's not such a chashuv min. So therefore, the chayr it should be that it should be the egos, the thing that the things more chashuv that's mixed into davash. That should be something. So the Gemara said no. That even though the ma'isa, it's still a bracha. You make a bracha a rishona. You don't make a bracha achrona. But the halacha is that we still make the bracha on something that is the ikra part of it, and therefore we are a mapat to the other brachas, even other things, even though the other ones could be a bari pi'etz. So the Gemara says, Rav Levi al shem al tigzal dal kidalhu. The pasuk in Mishlei, it basically means that a person is a poor person, and you can go ahead and take from him, you could rob him, you could hurt the poor person because he's poor, and therefore he has no way to respond back, no ability to defend himself. So same thing over here, he says that tumas itself is not kosher. It by itself, it can't, it's not even edible just by itself, but unless you cook it very, a lot, then it becomes soft. So yet, the halakha is, when it's mixed together in these items, it's considered a davar kosher. It's considered the ikur thing, ikur part in that, in that michael, and therefore, that would be something that you would pick to make the bracha, and not that becomes the ikir and not the tafel. And there's the same idea by the pasuk that you take an ani, like a poor person, in other words, something which is not kosher, and you're making it kosher. The Haredim explains this. Even though the ingredients, the davash, the honey, and that's in there, and the dates or the walnuts, the other the dvarim chashuvim, even though that's many other achirim mixed into it, still is considered more. For a chalukumash ikur a bracha royal of and the gozel me'ad bracha. Don't take away the bracha because the davar chashuv. If it's the ikur ingredient in that cooked item. And therefore, you make the bracha on the tumas, on the tumas. The Gemara says, "Kadosh sheish b'dad alecha pas." The Gemara explains, as we said before, that it's only if it's my case where you're in the eating bread, b'dad alecha pas, you got to sit down after the gremiza, and you're going to have that was the appetizer. It makes sense if it's the appetizer rather than the dessert, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat the suda, you eat pas, then that makes sense. But lo yedad alecha pas. But if you don't have a mind to eat pas, then lo b'dad. The halacha is that the you would have to the halacha, you don't make a bracha on the terminal, because we said if you're not eating pas, then you'd have to make a separate bracha achrona, and therefore you go by what the ikur of the bracha achrona. So therefore it would be mazonos would be the ikur bracha, and not like the chachamim we said, like Yeshua ben Levi, and therefore it's it would be the same idea that the says that basically it's the concept of being pas, but if you don't have the mind, then you go by min shivas adif. So the dates in there would be more, make a bracha on the eights, on the dates, you wouldn't make a bracha on the tumasa, because there you would go by this rule and you take the most chashuv thing. And the most chashuv thing is what is out there. That is the main essence of what this food ingredient is all about. This is what the Gemara says, that therefore if we say that now you make a bracha achrona, again then you go by the shiva minim, and therefore you wouldn't necessarily take this, and when it would be the dvash, something that would go into it would be the prep bracha to do. Okay, right, said the Gemara. Gemara says, what happened? Gemara says, we talk about a case where one does not make a bracha. Again, so what's the pshat? You don't make a bracha because you yotze with the benching. So therefore, nasakit tefela becomes like tefela, becomes tafel, tafel to the bread. So therefore, the tantamon, we don't do the Mishnah, al gosh rikavimo tefela, whatever is ikar, and it's with it is the tafel, is together. So they make a bracha. Now let's make extra brachas. Make it on the tofu, and then make it make the bracha on the tofu. But then the other things would be yotze with this bracha. So therefore, if you're not going to bench, then this is what we hold. And then you don't make a bracha. Then you go ahead and you could say it's tefillah. Then you say the reason because it becomes a tefillah. Therefore, you could do what you could really would make a bracha what you want. But if not, you'd have to make the exclusive bracha. It's not tamud into the Mishnah. Kol she ikur yima tefillah. Whatever is the ikur and it's tefillah with it. As an ikur food and as a tefillah like a food. So mavarech al ikur v'tepaz al tefillah. So the right way to do is to make a bracha on the ikur and pater the tefillah. Pater the tefillah. So the same idea over here, we're saying that since you already made a bracha, and talking about a case where it's not tied to the bread, you're not eating the bread, you're not washing for a suda, so therefore it would be, halacha would be, that you would have to make a separate bracha, bracha ikur poto tefillah, the ikur would be to make a bracha on this turmesin, and then you poto tefillah, poto the other things, because the other things are considered tafel, to this thing. So that's the Gemara's Maskana. The Gemara's Maskana is that we mevarich al ha tefela, and that we don't allow, if we don't even pass, then we make a question on what the bracha would be. So we paskin that we don't make a bracha if lo yedat lecho pass, but if you didn't lo, but then we paskin alocha is that the we make the bracha, And the idea of the bracha that this takes a kedima, the tumas takes a kedima, is no longer applicable, because if there's loy that lakapasa, you're making a bracha achrona, you make something that's commensurate with that bracha achrona. Unlike tumasa, which is just which is a bari pi adama. Tomorrow says that the shaila is whether you make a bracha, continue the same idea, to make a bracha on something that you have as an entree, do you make appetizer, do you make a bracha on it, on something of that nature, if you're not going to be benching, if you're not going to be washing for bread, so would you make that, would that be the bracha achrona that you make? The Gemara has a story, Gamliel Zuga, Solo Gabi Elon the base Rabbi Yanai. Gamliel Zuga went up to visit the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai. Now, just by the way, this unusual name, Zuga, is the, what Zuga is about. So if you look at the Haredim, he brings down that the Zuga, he was a person who was Zuga, Lashon Zug, cutting a scissors, that he was, in many places in Shas, his name is mentioned, and it's instead of Rabbi Gamliel, but it's Gamliel Zuga. Gamliel Zuga is the name that's given to him. What's the reason why he was given this name? So the Rashmi Salua says that the name was given specifically because he was a person who, that was his profession. He was a person who was a barber, and he this is what he did for a living. He we refer to the other Tanoim, we refer to Yochanan Sandler and others who had Yitzhak Nafka, says the Haredim brings down. So too, he was a sefer. He was a person who was a saper, a barber, and he used to cut the hair of people. So that's why he was called Gamliel Zuga. And again, so he has the gear, so Gamliel Zuga. Okay, so look at me here. So when it came, we went to the base medrash of Rabbi Yanai. Shiva Rabbi Yanai comes in the Sibin Yedesa. He saw people taking an olive to eat. And as much as the Sibin Yedesa, he took it as an appetizer before they started the Zuda. And they made a bracha before, and they made a bracha afterwards. They made a bracha achronim. You know they're going to wash now, but they made a bracha achronim before. So this is not Rishur Ben Levi's opinion, who said that there's no din, that halacha is that this would be the shita who says that the rabbo, who says that the person is not yotze with birkas hamazon, and you have to make your own bracha if to eat something as an appetizer. Unlike of Rishur Ben Levi. The Gemara says, so they see that we know it like him. I'm alone. And he said to them, do we do this the way we know it? Do we make a bracha after an appetizer, after something before the Suda? Isn't that the rule that we don't do that? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman. So Zera asked the Shal from Shmuel ben Nachman, and he said, Rabbi, and he answered, Rakana, b'shem Rav, you know, that's the name Ravina, that therefore, halacha would be, is that what you do is basically, if you have a choice of which food you want to eat, the Gemara says you find and you're not going to have bread. So the Gemara says again. So then you go ahead and you do make a bracha, but you don't make a bracha for afterwards, and you be zoka with bircha, you be yotze with birchas hamazon. And the Gemara says that therefore the first food before would be which bracha do you make, bracha rishon, and then make a bracha which part you favor, which part you like. That would be the bracha, and that's how we paskin halacha like a mezukah. The Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, that the appetizers are considered part of the suda, and do not have to make a bracha achrona yotzi with the benching that you make afterwards. Kol ami moedek. Mar says everyone agrees though. Im yesh b'neim im in shiva. All the tanoim agree. If there's one of the things on im in shiva, all of them a bracha. You have to make a bracha on that. That takes kedima. Again, what's the idea? Because since the bracha achrona ala micha is applicable to the Zayin Minim, and not just Bar Nefashos, but the Zayin Minim. So maybe that takes the Chashivas and anything else. And that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said in the Gemara, that would be the Seder of how you would do it. So you see that would be something that the Gemara says, Mitzvah, that comes first, and that was the Halacha. So the Gemara says, so what about, Gemara says, Amar Zeva, what do you do? The Gemara says, in a case, Yisun, Gemara says, is this stuck as Shul Halacha? That the Shaila, he asked them the Shaila, that's the way we paskin. We paskin that you don't make a bracha, that you make a bracha achrona. So Gemara says, V'yeus, isn't this correct? Isn't this great? So Gemara says, So I said, Gemara brings a raya. Gemara says yes, because my mind the eye and chami rabbanon tzalkan the reishacha. When the chacham went up to the go, suddas rosh chodesh to be ma'aver the chodesh, so they went in a festive atmosphere. Gemara says that what they did is this, like the suda that they used to make. Besen would make the chodesh. It would be celebrated with a little bit of suda, a little bit of a yantif. So therefore the. Gemara says, "What are you doing in the case?" Gemara says, "In this case, over here, from that, those who are Marzah Chaimer Asak on the Rosh Chodesh, those who go up for the Suda for the Rosh Chodesh, Yochlin, I know for a little bit of bracha, so they eat grapes, but they don't make a bracha afterwards. What's the cheshbon? What's the heter now too? There's a little bit of sheish d'adu lecha pas, must because they have that might eat pas. They have pas. You could even if that's the plan, then the halacha would be the halacha you put it from the bracha chrona because you're going to be yotzu with bichas amazon." And therefore, that would be the case that we say over there. Why the halacha is that you do not have to make you do not have to make a bracha on something else, but you yosei on the bracha that you're making, as long as it is appropriate that that you make a bracha chrona and a bracha chrona because makom that is laying that you don't do it. So the Gemara says that's only again that you'll echo pass. Then we say a person that's mighty eat the bread. So we say therefore you're putter from benching. So the Gemara says we see the curry, this is so that really you're putter from benching. So if you would have to bench, so therefore in fact you didn't, you're putter from benching with Bechas Amazon. Gemara says, how you in front of Minim Shiva? What about if you had in front of you the Shiva Minim? Ezim and Brach. Which one do you make a bracha? You have seven Minim here that you're eating. And we know that you make a bracha that transcends everything because the bracha that you're making is the Shiva is something that the Torah mandates. So the question is, which one would you do first? What do you do in such a case? The Gemara says, which would you make a bracha? So the Gemara says, Tanama, we said in Bavel, whoever's mentioned first in the pasuk, Eretz Chol V'Dvash, Koydom Bracha. That's the first one that gets. That's the one that gets the bracha first. That's the one that gets the bracha. Cholam Samach LaEretz Eretz Koydom LaKolam. Whatever's closer to the word Eretz is closer than everything else. What does that mean? It means that the pasuk said Eretz twice, Eretz Chita Saura, and then it says again at the end of the pasuk another time it says Eretz. The Gemara says from over here that the. That we learn from here that the considered are part of the deal and part of what a person can go ahead and judge and be judged whether this is something that you have acted correctly. And they were said that therefore they used to make a suda. And this suda is called Kodam of Raka. Because I said, whoever's closer to the Eretz. So the halacha is you should go ahead and be bidoka everything else. This is the procedure of what they mean of going ahead. And the Reish Gilui would force this issue that to make the bracha in the seder of the pasuk itself. That would be the proper way to do that, and that's the way they would know it as well.